7:41 here at WTOP, and maybe some of you stayed up late last night to watch it, but Birdman soared at the Oscars last night, and WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley joins us live. Good morning there, Jason.
Hey, guys. I was one who stayed up really late last
night. Yeah, I can tell.
you look marvelous, though. Hey, listen, you know that I have a beef with this. I didn't think that Birdman was the best picture, but it did get best
picture. What was your favorite, Joan?
You know, I like The Judge.
The Judge was a great movie, and Robert Duvall was up for supporting actor. Yeah. I know you liked it too, Mike.
Yes, I did.
I enjoyed it too. I think, you know, Birdman and Boyhood, I've been, you know, for months been saying it was kind of 1A and 1B for me. They've been my favorites. I think just because, you know, The Judge was really well done, as with Imitation Game and several of the others, in more of a, you know, in the confines of a traditional story. But I think what, why Birdman and Boyhood stood above the rest for the Academy and for all the awards really going along was just that they pushed the boundaries of what cinema could do. With Boyhood, it was that 12-year experiment, slice of life type thing. But it got left out. I mean, only one win for Patricia Arquette on Boyhood, and Birdman came by and, you know, reinvented what you could do in terms of a long single take, a long one continuous shot the whole movie.
Now, I think as I look at some of our discussions on this, Boyhood is a film you thought deserved maybe more acclaim than it has gotten from the Oscars this year. Why is that?
I just truly think in 20 years, we're going to look back and say it was the one-of-a-kind movie. There's no other movie that was like it, and if any other filmmaker attempts to do anything similar, they'll say it's instantly a knockoff. I mean, it truly is, you know, nothing like it before, and nothing can come like it afterwards. But again, Birdman blew me away in terms of, you know, the cinematic language, what you can do. Not just the idea that this, you know, it's one continuous shot, but the trickery.
Which was
cool. Well, yeah, but the trickery involved in that, too, because when you're sitting there watching, you're seeing the camera's not cutting, but it'll pan across the room and suddenly people are in the room that weren't there before. Yeah. Or it'll come down from the catwalk and Ed Norton, who was just on the catwalk, will be down on the stage already. So it's that almost that Citizen Kane-style trickery of making you wonder of the magic of the movies. How did they do that?
Wow.
So Eddie Redmayne, Best Actor.
Yes, an amazing performance in The Theory of Everything with ALS, and Julianne Moore finally gets it for Alzheimer's in Still Alice. Kind of reinforces that stereotype that actors can play, you know, a disease or a handicap and get it, but both were so well-deserved this year, absolutely.
I agree. I mean, the two of them, they did not give what you would call expected performances. There were aspects of Alzheimer's that were revealed in her performance that people may not have known about. And the same thing with ALS and an incredible personal journey. Eddie Redmayne was unbelievable. That guy acted with his eyes. And it gave you so much feeling.
You felt like you were watching them both visibly decay as those movies went on.
Yeah.
And then in the supporting actor categories, you know, we mentioned Arquette for an amazing 12-year performance in Boyhood. She had to come back every year and carry the child actors. And then my favorite, J.K. Simmons, as supporting actor. He was like a drill instructor, almost like Full Metal Jacket style. R. Lee Ermey, J.K. Simmons was scary.
Yeah.
But he gave a really great speech, too. Love that.
Oh, yeah. This was the speech. You know, if you've never seen Whiplash, you'll want to see it based on his speech.
I do. Just, I want to. Because
he says, you know what, kids, take advantage of time with your mom and dad. Tell them you love them. Don't text them. Call them up and tell them you love them.
That was the coolest
More on the Oscars
speech,
coming up this morning at 10 o'clock, and Jason will be part of a cast of thousands for that coming up at 7:44.